Hare Krishna. Yesterday was Ekadasi, and generally on Ekadasis I fast, and that's why although I thought of doing some recording, and many a times I even thought of sitting down, but so many devotees came that, and I had to give them time, that I couldn't find the time to do the podcast yesterday. Anyway, today I decided that I'll get back to you all again. It's very nice in Toronto. I had been here for almost 12 days now. Actually, I didn't inform anyone that I was coming to Toronto, because the idea was that I would take a quiet time here. The only program I did here was last Sunday in Toronto Temple. I gave the Sunday feast lecture in the evening. And naturally many devotees started to ask me for programs and Namhat programs and house programs and lunch programs, but I politely declined. And here my days are very simple. I am taking a lot of time to myself, reading and chanting, and I cook myself also. For me, cooking comes easy. I can cook 4 or 5 preps in about 15-20 minutes time, and that's what we are doing here. Sudipta's wife Nilambari prepares the vegetables after cutting them and making all the arrangements, and she is assisted by Yuvraj from London. And then I go to the kitchen and just 10-15 minutes, and I prepare 4 or 5 preps. And that's how, and it's very simple. What I actually cook is simply stir fry or pan fry and preps like that, very simple preparations. And for breakfast also it is simple. Generally I take twice breakfast and lunch, and in the evenings I take some milk. So it is a very quiet time I'm having here, and a few devotees came from different places. For example, from London, quite a few devotees came. First one to come was Yuvraj, and Dinakrishna also came for a short visit for 1 week. He was in London, and before going to India, he wanted to spend some time with me, so Sudipta arranged that he could come to Toronto and spend about a week here. And Sudipta and Sandipan made some very nice arrangement for me here. It's in a very nice neighborhood, very quiet, yet very close to the city. And it's a big condominium with nice apartments, and they have 2 apartments here. And one apartment is just for me and a few boys with me. And the other apartment, Sudipta is staying with his family. And some of the boys also share the second bedroom there. And so also from London came Anand and Rishi. Anand and Rishi are working in Morgan Stanley. And they also came and stayed over the weekend. They had the long weekend. This weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is a holiday, and they took a day off on Friday. So on Thursday they flew from London and came over here on Thursday night. And today, on Monday evening, they're leaving for London. So it was very nice to have all these devotees. And yesterday, day before yesterday, Chaitanya came with Mehak from Philadelphia, and yesterday. Sunil Madhav also came from Chicago. So Sunil Madhav had to come because I invited him to come to discuss about some business ideas. And so this is another thing that I'm doing here. Although I haven't spoken about it openly so far, but I have discussed in many groups about this need for our movement, need for ISKCON to have a financial base. Because today's world actually runs with money. If you have money, you can do things. If you don't have money, you can't do things. For example, whatever the last two projects that I got involved in, like Abhaycharan project and Ujjain project, these two projects made me realize the importance of money, because to make it happen, I had to have money and I had to arrange for that. And it's not difficult because ISKCON doesn't have any financial base. Like, I had to make all the arrangements myself. Same with Ujjain project, the temple came up because I could arrange the money. If I didn't have the money, if I couldn't arrange the money, this wouldn't have happened. In this way, we can see to do anything in this world, we need money. And an institution like ISKCON, unless and until it has a sound financial base, it won't be able to spread its mission effectively all over the world. And that's why I try to inspire the young professionals, young boys and girls, that they get involved in areas where there are possibilities of entering into businesses. And here I'm setting up certain things, and with Ujjain it is happening, and around the world also it is happening. Like Sudipta had been a major help in this respect. Once I advised him to get into business where in partnership with Krishna, 50-50 partnership, and amazingly since then things started to happen in a most amazing way. It clearly gave us a clear understanding that if we sincerely try to do something for Krishna, Krishna will help. Often we forget that everything is actually coming from Krishna and everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. And we talk about it, but in application, you know, how often do we actually apply it? Like if I ask people, sincerely you consider how much of your bank account you are sacrificing to Krishna. And you can get the answer yourself. You'll see it for yourself. How much is for Krishna and how much is for yourself. But Krishna consciousness is actually the process where you learn to offer more and more and more to Krishna. Finally, you come to the point of 100% for Krishna and nothing for me. And that is the platform of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means 100% for Krishna and nothing for me. Anyway, everyone will not become a pure devotee from the beginning, but at least we should have our goal set. Our goal should be wherever we are starting today, doesn't matter. But at the end, it will be 100% for Krishna and nothing for myself. And then only Krishna will take care of us in all respects. Krishna consciousness is a practical thing. It's not just a sentimental thing. And you should also remember that Krishna is watching you. You can cheat the whole world, but you won't be able to cheat Krishna. That is what we also have to remember all the time, that Krishna as a super soul knows everything. There is nothing we can hide from Krishna. Now, if I want to become serious about my spiritual life, let me offer everything to Krishna. At least let me try to offer as much as possible to Krishna. As a spiritual leader, I have to say things in a very straightforward way. Sometimes it may not sound very palatable, but you can rest assured that whatever I'm telling is for your benefit. I personally have nothing to gain. I have nothing to take from you. My only concern and my only responsibility is to help you progress towards your spiritual life, help you that you become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, what's the use of practicing the process? If at the time of death we cannot remember Krishna, if at the time of death, instead of developing our attachment to Krishna, it becomes manifest that my attachment is somewhere else, then the whole purpose will be lost, which means we have to come back again. And again we have to start. And what is the guarantee that we will become a devotee? We will come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement. We will become connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. There's no guarantee. Therefore, whatever facilities we have in this life, let's take full advantage of it. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.